everyone knows the most important part of the meal is by far the dessert, right? Whether it's cake, whether it's fruits, not so much, but cake and ice cream and cookies. So the main question is, you know, most good meals have ice cream dessert at the end. So do you have to make a separate bracha on the ice cream? You haven't benched yet. You had your whole meal. You had your fleishlich, let's say Shabbos. You had your cholent, your kugel. Now you get to the end of the meal. You haven't benched yet. And you want to have some ice cream. You know, ice cream in a bowl, and in ices or sorbet, whatever it is. Or do you need to make a separate bracha or not? So to know the answer, we really just need to know two simple halachas. Halacha number one is in Kuf Ayin Zayin Aleph, which says explicitly that if you have foods that come in the middle of a seuda after bread, do they need their own bracha or not? So it's very simple. If it's Imhem Dvarim Habam Mach Masa Seuda, if the foods are coming as part of the meal, for example, he says meat, you have fish, you have eggs, you have vegetables, you have cheese, or you have other daisa, some type of oatmeal, whatever it is, then even if you eat them by themselves in the middle of the meal without eating them dipped with bread together, then they don't need a bracha in front of them. Why not? They don't need a bracha in front of them because they're part of the meal. You know how motzi covers them. However, then he says, v'mehem dvarim ha'boim shelo mach masasuda. They're not coming because of the meal at all. They're not part of the meal. You don't normally have bread with these items. These are not meal foods. And it gives examples. Figs, grapes, and all types of fruits. And then he says, then in this case, if you eat them, then they do need their own bracha. Im ochel osam blopas to unim bracha lefneim. They need their own bracha because they're not part of the meal. How could the hamotzi cover them? They're a separate non-meal food. Now remember, you haven't benched yet. So you washed in the beginning, and if you have a dessert that you haven't benched yet, still if it's a separate non-connected to the food, if it's not connected to the bread, it's not connected to the meal, it needs its own bracha. Yeah? Halacha number one.
So if you have an appetizer, ice cream.
So appetizer means what? Bear my ignorance. Appetizer is early in the.
So the question was the obvious hand. If you had the fruit cup,
Have you ever had ice cream in the beginning? People don't have ice cream as appetizer. Agreed. Fruit cup is its own 10 minutes. I need my own separate 10 minutes for fruit compost. Chavetz Chaim apparently switched his opinion about fruit compost. Let's leave fruit compost out for a minute. But what about ice
cream? They give ice cream sometimes between the appetizer and the soup by these fancy weddings.
Oh, I'm going to get to that. That's a great point. Does that change the halacha? First of all, I've never been to those weddings. I want that ice cream. I want those ice creams already. You got to invite me next time you do that. I'll take the ice cream. I've only seen ice cream at the end, but I saw brought down that they sometimes bring that. Does it change the halacha? Oh, you want in between the fish and the meat. Okay. So we'll see. Does that change the halacha or not? Does it change the halacha? So we'll get to it 1 second. Halacha number two you need to know is a very important halacha, that what's the status of drinks? If you need a drink in the middle of your meal, what's the status? We say you never make a bracha on that. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Ayin Dalet Zayin says drinks are completely different. Ein levarich, and they're not wine. Wine may be different, but let's assume water, orange juice, etc. Ein levarich aleihem. Dechashivi kibay mach masasuda. They're like something, like we said, meat or eggs before, that are part of the meal. If it's part of the meal, you don't make a separate bracha. Good? So those are our two halachas, that's all you got to know. Now we come to the fun part. So ice cream. So what about ice cream? You have ice cream at the end of the meal. What would you say ice cream is? A food or a drink?
It's a food.
It's a food or is it a drink? It's a liquid. I don't know, by the time it gets out, it's already melted most of the time. Is ice cream? Huh? Is it a food or a drink? No. Everyone says it's a food. It's so simple. Well, if it's a drink, you agree with me that if it's a drink, then it's clear you don't make another separate bracha on it, right? It's obviously machlokas, and then we'll start with the Svardish Poskim. So the Arvut Zion, right, Rabbi Zion Abishol, he writes. So he says it depends what type of ice cream you have. He says, let's say you have ice cream with its milk. Milk ice cream, dairy ice cream, which has cholov. Also, he says, Gouda anasis mikitzvas beitzim, which I think is egg custard. It's got eggs in it. That type of ice cream, mevarchin aleihem b'socha seuda. That you make a separate bracha on it, he says, because that's considered a food, and it's not really part of the meal. So like we said, that was halacha number one. It needs its own bracha. But he says, glida shenasa minozlim lo chalavim, I guess some type of liquid which isn't dairy, and I guess it doesn't have eggs in it. I googled it last night. Do all ice creams, I have no idea. Do all ice creams have eggs in it? So apparently, according to Google, that most ice creams nowadays do have eggs in it. So I'm not sure. He says, I will glida shenasim minozlim lo chalavim. Is he assuming that there's no eggs in it? I'm not sure. But he says... Huh?
Yeah, tofu.
To tofu. So there's no eggs in tofu?
Yeah, or coconut milk.
Or coconut. Okay. So in those, what about ices? Ices have eggs in it? What about ices? No. So if ices don't have eggs in it, so if it's those, he says, ain mavarchin aleihem b'socha seuda. Why? Because they're considered a drink. He says they're a drink, even though you've got your hard congealed ice cream or an ices. He brings a proof from a Rambam about tuma and tara. In a separate, completely not to do with anything, the Rambam there says that...
Glida could also be liquid.
Yeah, but if it's liquid, one side, if it's liquid, then there's no bracha, he says. But he says, he brings a Rambam that says, if you have liquid, which gets harder and gets like congealed, he said, it's still considered liquid unless it's got milk in it. That's what the Rambam says. So he says, based on that Rambam, if you have dairy ice cream, it's considered a food. And if it's considered a food, it doesn't need its own bracha. If it's considered its food, it does need its own bracha because it's at the end of the meal and it's a separate entity. It needs its own bracha. But if it's a drink, he says, it doesn't need a bracha. That's what the Arlet Zion does.
Well, and why is that a difference that makes a difference?
Because if it's a drink, he says...
Well, why does milk make it a difference?
Because the Rambam has... That's the Rambam in had to do Tumatara. It's based on other halachas, Tumatara. It's a Tumatara. He is extrapolating it, Arlet Zion, for the Sfaradim in the room, is extrapolating it to our ice cream. Now the Ashkenazim in the room are saying, that's crazy, come on, what's the Sfaradim doing over here? He says, you're comparing Tumah and Tara to ice cream? Well, come on. So the Rivos Ephraim says, that's ridiculous. He doesn't like that shot at all. And the Rivos Ephraim says, you make a bracha on every type of ice cream, because ice cream, he says, is a food, and a food at the end of the meal, which has nothing to do with the meal, you make your own bracha. And he quotes Rabbi Rubin, who's the Archa Shabbos, the Rav in Har Nof, and I think it was the Rav of the Shul that Nebuchadnezzar, those four Rabbanim were killed in Kal B'nai Torah, I think in Har Nof. So he's the tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he says, he doesn't understand what's the Arlet Zion doing comparing Tumah and Tara to ice cream. Also, he says, ice cream has nothing to do with the meal, whether it's a drink or food. I don't care. Ice cream has nothing to do with the meal. You know, ice cream is not part of the meal. Therefore, he says, it absolutely needs its own bracha in every case. So you have a machlokas, a little bit Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Comes along the Shevet Halevi, and the Shevet Halevi says, you need to make a bracha, absolutely, he says, there's not even a question. He says, a lot of people make a mistake. He says, the ein dinam kamashkin, ice cream is not considered a drink, but tzarech levarach aleihem lefneihem, and he says, many people make mistakes about this, but for sure you need a bracha. The Zosa Bracha, which is a contemporary Sefer, he quotes Rabbi Avadia Yosef, who says, no, it's like the Sfaradim said, like Arlet Zion said, it's dino kemashke, it's considered a drink. Sheshosa besocha suda she'enu mevarech alav. It sounds like the way he's quoting Rabbi Avadia, that it would be any type of ice cream. Any type of ice cream does not need a bracha at all because it's a drink. You drink an orange juice in the middle of my suda. I don't make a new bracha on my orange juice. I'm not going to make a bracha on ice cream either. That's what Rabbi Avadia Yosef says. And he says he also heard that in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But then he says, everyone else argues. He says all these others argue. Quotes Rav Scheinberg. He quotes the Shevet Halevi, and he says it needs a bracha. So basically, we've got, as in many things, a tremendous machlokas lamaisa how to paskin.
So tea or coffee at the end of the meal.
Oh, tea or coffee is a whole separate ballgame. A big problem also. Another, the Chafetz Chaim gets involved in that. Coffee may be different because is coffee coming as part of the meal or is it different? Is it the end of the meal? Big machlokas. Is coffee that you're drinking at the end of the meal, is it just to like digest the food or is it just like to sweeten your mouth? If it's just to sweeten your mouth, is a dessert, you know, is a separate, you know, post-meal, then it should need its own bracha, even though it's a drink. And that's one of the rayas that they want to say. Ice cream should be the same thing. It's not connected to the meal at all. It for sure needs a bracha.
And the other aspect of it that he says about the katsefes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The custard. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's whip.
Whip, right, okay.
Whip, or foam. The whitener It's made out of the same stuff.
Interesting. So would whitener be the same thing you're saying in a coffee? You're saying that's interesting. I hear that. That's a good point. So what my how do we paskin? So all the contemporary svarim, they say really they go, sorry, the svarim in the room, they go against the svarim. They say no, you need a bracha. It's the Arlitzian and Rabbi Avadia, they're it's not the psak for the Ashkenazim, they say. They say no. Ashkenazim say you really need a bracha, the Shari bracha I saw brought down. He says, he quotes from others as well that say you really need a bracha, and that's, he says, das note, that's the accepted opinion, sheyeshua varachale, you need to make a bracha. So if I would end for you at this point right now, and I've got one more source for you, if I would end for you right now, it would seem like it's a machlokas svarim and Ashkenazim. Svarim have more reason to say not to make a bracha. Ashkenazim seem to say there really is the best eitz is to make a bracha. Comes along, we have a Tshuva Svan Hoggis, who's an Ashkenazi posek, Rav Sternbach, and he says exactly what Rabbi Feldstein said before. He has this whole thing, he says, it depends on weddings. He's like, look at weddings. He says, you go to these fancy weddings, and he says, they serve ice cream in the middle of the meal. So how can you tell me ice cream? Forget about if it's a liquid. Forget about if it's a solid. If you have ice cream sometimes in the middle of a meal, and he says, especially with a spoon. Who eats ice cream with a spoon? But he says, you know, you have these fancy weddings, you get like, you eat it like, you know, your bib, and you put your napkin on your lap, and you eat your ice cream like it's really fancy. He says, that's part of the meal. That's a course in the meal. If it's a course in the meal, then you don't make a bracha on it, just like you don't make a bracha on your meat pie in the middle of the meal, on your cholent in the middle of the meal. You don't make a bracha. Even for the Ashkenazim, he says, you don't make a bracha on ice cream. And that's how he says. And you know what the answer is? What's the answer in life? The best answer to get out of all the problems is either bench first. That solves all your problems, because you finish benching, finish the meal, and then have your dessert afterwards. Or eat something else, right? Eat something else with it, meaning you have something else which definitely does, chocolate chip or something which definitely needs a bracha. And
cake?
Then, huh?
What about if you have cake?
Right, cake, according to many, says you do it.
At a wedding, you'll have shaved brachas after the ice cream, not before.
Right, but no, but if you have something else which needs its own bracha, so you're making a bracha anyway on this other item, you're making a shako on something else, let's say fruits or vegetables or whatever other things which you're making brachas anyway. Chocolate, they give the example. Chocolate is not part of the meal, as much as you want to convince, try to tell your wife, chocolate is part of the meal. It doesn't usually go, and therefore chocolate, you definitely make a bracha. If you're making bracha on chocolate, separate piece of chocolate, then you don't have to make a bracha on ice cream any at all.
Cake's
a separate discussion. Depends what type of cake, it depends how it is, but we'll stop for now. Ice cream, it comes out, best thing is to bench first and eat something else. Otherwise, it gets into machlokas svarim Ashkenazim. Svarim would not make a bracha, most likely. Ashkenazim would most likely make a bracha, but except for the Shuvah Svan Hoggis.
What would you say with fruit?
Fruit is a little bit...